Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Pop culture to politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when you can take note of the fact that there has been one great series of books that all have a similar title. Those books from a friend of this show, Bill O'Reilly, he has Killing Lincoln and Killing Reagan and Killing the Mob. That's his most recent book. Well, right now there's a headline in the Wall Street Journal. Has nothing to do with O'Reilly. Nothing at all. Headline, Killing the American Dream. Who's trying to do in the American Dream? Dan Henninger of the Wall Street Journal, he's one of the editors there, says it's Joe Biden, or at least Joe Biden's plans. What does he have in mind? Well, he has in mind part of what Joe Biden is out on the hustings campaigning for right now. Traveled today to Louisiana, a very red state, a state where there are two senators whose votes, Senator Kennedy and Senator Cassidy, those are votes that are not going to go in favor of any of the Biden taxing and spending plans. So what is he doing down there? He is rallying for spending more and more and more money to build an American welfare state on a borrowed cash. Is that a fair analysis? That's an analysis by Christopher DeMuth. We'll be speaking with Daniel Henninger coming up. We're also going to be speaking with Neil Ferguson, author of a new book called Doom. It's about our handling of the coronavirus pandemic, and how does that compare with handling other disasters around the world and throughout history. We'll also be speaking with Brett Stevens about exactly how dangerous and how serious the effort is to make America more like Europe, to follow the trend of a social welfare state. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. That is going on at the same time that every issue, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's the environment, whether it's the economy, has to be posed by Democrats through a racial lens. And it's very important that people understand why. For instance, if you're talking about the environment, Michael Regan, who is no relation, of course, to President Reagan, is with the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. And he went on CNN talking about the environment and talking about the environment and race. Listen to, this is clip six, Michael Regan.
The way you've talked about it, Administrator, before is environmental racism. Can you explain to viewers what you mean by that? And does that mean that now the EPA, in your estimation, will operate differently than it ever has in the past?
Well, this administration and this EPA will operate differently than we ever have. You know, systemic racism is an issue that this country is dealing with. This administration is facing it head on. And the environmental space is no different than the justice space or any other space. And so when we look at the way systemic racism has impacted every community or many communities, we're taking that look from the environmental lens and indicating to our communities, all communities, that we will alleviate this disproportionate impact. We're paying attention to everyone beyond the fence line to better help them understand how they can work with the agency to reduce that disproportionate impact while creating economic opportunities for their communities.
Okay, a disproportionate impact. Look, there is no question that upscale neighborhoods often have a more friendly environment than a downscale neighborhood. Is that environmental racism at work? What the heck is environmental racism? And why is it necessary on issues of the environment where most Americans agree we want clean air, we want clean water, we want open space, we want parks, we want a healthy environment? Sure. But is this really to be seen in somehow in racial terms? And what about the fact that every race, every racial group, every neighborhood, every corner of America is impacted by the destruction to the environment by homeless encampments? One of the issues that you very seldom hear about from the left. Today, however, we heard about birthing people. Now, I guess birthing people is a new politically correct term for speaking about mothers. Is that necessary? I try to make sense of Representative Cori Bush, newly elected congresswoman from Missouri, a member of the squad in all but formality. She's certainly one of the most progressive, one of the most radical members of the House of Representatives. She was testifying about medical racism. Listen to Representative Bush. That's clip 10.
This is what being your own advocate looks like. Every day, black women are subjected to harsh and racist treatment during pregnancy and childbirth. Every day, black women die because the system denies our humanity. It denies us patient care. I sit before you today as a single mom, as a nurse, as an activist, and as a congresswoman, and I am committed to doing the absolute most to protect black mothers, to protect black babies, to protect black birthing people, and to save lives.
Okay, what are black birthing people? She did say the word mother, even though that's an unacceptable word in some quarters. There's a comment by Beckett Adams of Commentary who says referring to black mothers collectively as black birthing people undermines their inherent dignity and humanity, which is the opposite of the congresswoman's stated goal. The other thing, the idea that black mothers are subjected to systemic and horrific racism, of course that's against the law. And what is she talking about? Is she talking about them being denied medical coverage or medical help when they need it? She's right. The statistics about mishaps and tragedies concerning pregnancy are disproportionate. They are. And more black mothers find themselves in that situation. But part of that is also has to do with the underlying health of mothers. It does not have to do with doctors and nurses. I would imagine the great majority of people listening to me right now know someone personally who is in a medical field, a nurse or a nurse's aide or a physician or a medical administrator or something. Can you imagine someone behaving the way that once would have been commonplace in the United States 50 years ago, and turning away someone who needed help in delivering a baby because the mother was black, pardon me, the birthing person was black. This stuff is extraordinary. And why is it that every issue must be seen in the racial lens? Of course, particularly concerning education. There's now one of the leaders of teacher unions who is coming out in favor of the 1619 Project. And people say, well, why are Republicans concerned about fighting back on this? Why are we going back and back to this issue? We had a caller like that. And by the way, if you're not concerned about the issue, or you think it's a phony issue, or you think the 1619 Project is fine or necessary, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. But wait till you hear what Randy Weingarten has to say about why we should favor and impose and force down the throats of teachers and administrators and, above all, students, critical race theory and the 1619 Project. We will get to that. Also, we'll be speaking to Daniel Henninger about killing the American dream and more on the MedMed Show.
I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/MedVet, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/MedVet. That's discovery.org/MedVet.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Daniel Henninger speaking about his column today in the Wall Street Journal entitled Killing the American Dream. One of the things that is killing another dream, Dr. King's dream, which is the idea of moving beyond race and racism. And in so many ways, we are on the way. I've mentioned on the show before, and it's extraordinarily important, the attitude toward intermarriage, which is about the most convincing proof you can look for, that most people do not harbor racist ideas. If you're harboring racist ideas, you don't want to marry someone of another race. And 15% of all marriages now are marriages across racial lines. And yet, the obsession with teaching children that America remains incurably, undeniably, irredeemably racist, part of this comes, it seems to me, from a mistaken designation. And it's a designation that I think was originated by somebody that I greatly admire. And I don't think that she knew what the impact of that designation would be. I'm talking about Condoleezza Rice, who is a great lady. I think she was a great Secretary of State. I think she has a great role in future leadership in this country. But Condoleezza Rice spoke about slavery as America's original sin. And the difficulty is, I know what she means from a religious point of view. In other words, that this is one of those things that we are all born with the burden of, because it occurred even though long ago. It's passed on from generation to generation. Okay, fair enough. The problem is that many people interpret the term original sin as if America originated the sin of slavery. And we did not. Did we participate in it or are guilty of it? Sure. But originating the sin is something very different. And yet, you have people like Randy Weingarten, who is not black, is not an... She is a white female. She was defending... She's head of the American Federations of Teachers, and she was defending in an interview... both critical race theory and the 1619 Project. Listen, clip five.
All of a sudden, you're hearing people talk about critical race theory, people who have no idea what that term means, or trying to ban the 1619 Project because it is trying to do exactly what you're saying, which is to actually teach a factual version of oppression in America, oppression against people who are in the indigenous nation, and oppression against people who were enslaved.
Okay, again, it is not trying to teach people factual information. It is not true in any sense that America was built based on slavery. And I went into this a little bit yesterday regarding the Constitution and the Constitutional Convention. And we're going to go forward and do some podcasts about this into more detail. And right now, one of our Light of History podcasts for MedHead members, people who are members, premium members of our website, which you can get a hold of at michaelmedved.com, there's a brand new podcast we just created on the lessons from President Reagan's tax reform of 1986 and the right way to do tax reform. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. For MedHead members. In any event, one of the things that was true about the Constitutional Convention is at the time of the Constitution, there was already a very active anti-slavery movement in the United States, and it was well represented at the Constitutional Convention. And in a piece by Matthew Spaulding about a provision in the Constitution, which most people ignore, it's a provision that allows Congress to basically ban slavery. And that continued to be the law of the land until the disastrous Dred Scott decision in 1857, which is one of the things that led to the election of Abraham Lincoln and ultimately to the Civil War and the freeing of slaves. But Congress had the right to ban slavery and to certainly to ban its importation of slaves, because it specifically gives Congress the right to control interstate commerce. And if an individual or a good is coming from out of the country, that's the kind of commerce Congress can control. So Article 1, Section 9 has in it that the migration or importation of such persons as any of the states now existing shall think proper to admit shall not be prohibited by the Congress prior to the year 1808. So what is that? What they're saying is that for existing states, not for future states that may come in as slave states, but for existing states, they will only be protected in their ability to import slaves for 20 years. That was a compromise, because otherwise the southern states would have walked out, including Virginia, the highest population state. What's fascinating to me is that in the 42 Federalist, James Madison, who himself was a slave owner, just ripped slavery and talked about how this was a dishonorable compromise, because it delayed for 20 years ending the importation of slaves. But as early as 1808, exactly 20 years, on the very first day that Congress was allowed to do it under the Constitution, the Congress overwhelmingly passed and President Jefferson signed a new federal law banning any slavery importation. You could not bring slaves after 1808. This is a very big deal, and it's a great indication of the fact that, no, the constitutional founders, the people who drafted the Constitution, were not comfortable with the issue of slavery. They didn't want to base a country on it, and it's one of those big lies that is promulgated by critical race theory and by the 1619 Project. It's deficient history. And again, you have to ask, what is the effort here about? I don't think the effort is about trying to uplift people, trying to give them new hope, or trying to give them the appropriate gratitude for this great country. It certainly isn't appropriate for allowing them to participate in the American dream. What about the Biden administration? Are their policies threatening to kill the American dream? We'll talk about that with Daniel Henninger, a deputy editor of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. Well, coming right up on the MedVed Show.
More of Michael MedVed in a moment.
Other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Police say a suspect is in custody after three people were hurt in a school shooting in Idaho. It happened this morning at Ridgeway Middle School, just north of Idaho Falls, which is in the eastern part of the state. Two students and one adult suffered non-life-threatening injuries. A sweeping new voting bill is now the law in Florida.
I have what we think is the strongest election integrity measures in the country. I'm actually going to sign it right here. It's going to take effect. So, bill is signed.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signing the measure during a virtual appearance on Fox and Friends. DeSantis saying the new voting law is about integrity and transparency. Democratic critics call it an effort to restrict voting access. The NAACP and other groups have already filed a lawsuit against the bill. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, we were talking about why we should drop the idea of and the terminology of slavery being America's original sin. We did not originate it. We did have, however, an originating ideal, and that is defined by Daniel Henninger in his new column today. He says that America's originating idea was one of individual opportunity. The right to rise, the right to move ahead in the world, to right, the right to go just as far as your hard work and your natural abilities will carry you. Daniel Henninger is the deputy editor of the editorial page for the Wall Street Journal. His new column is Killing the American Dream, it's called. Why does the Biden program, Daniel, threaten this idea of individual initiative and upward mobility and the right to rise?
Well, it's an excellent question, and, you know, I wrote about this because the Biden proposals, spending programs, and the rest of it come at us in such a torrent that I think it's hard for people to focus on precisely what all he is proposing and suggesting. But the American Families Act is something that deserves special attention, because at the heart of the American Families Act, again, spending hundreds of billions of dollars, it isn't about spending so much. It's about a once in a kind of a century decision Americans have to make about the kind of society they want this country to have. Inside this proposed piece of legislation, there are what I call four new middle-class entitlements. He is proposing federally paid for pre-kindergarten for 2 years, federally paid for child care, federally paid for family and medical leave, and finally federally paid for community college for 2 years. They don't call them entitlements, Michael, but clearly if those four programs are enacted into law, they will become entitlements. They will have to be supported indefinitely. And those programs are not proposed because they have an optimistic view of American society or the economy. Democratic progressives have argued for years that wages for the middle class in the United States are stagnant. They've been stagnant since the 1970s. And this is fundamentally a critique of the American system of capitalism, that they believe it's failing, it isn't working, and therefore we need to substitute income for middle-class people with federal entitlements like this. And my argument is that if we sign on to a wide range of middle-class entitlements, it is going to erode the idea that you were just describing, the original American idea of working to get ahead. Just as, for instance, that $300 bonus on federal unemployment insurance has caused people to stay home. I mean, that dynamic is already at work out there. And if the American Families Act is passed, I think it becomes permanent in the United States, that people feel they're living in an entitlement state like France or Germany rather than the United States of America.
We're going to be speaking to your colleague, Brett Stevens, who now writes for the New York Times, but he made a similar point about when America look over at France, for instance, and think, oh, what a paradise. They have free medical care, and they have free daycare, and they have free preschool. And what's wrong? Why does that interfere with a family attempting to rise, say, from poverty, rather than the intended result, which is trying to help that family? What's the catch here that Americans don't see?
Well, certainly we do as we have, like for 55 years since the Great Society, spent trillions upon trillions trying to pull people out of poverty. Why we still have widespread poverty in the United States, despite all that spending, is a subject for another time. But why we don't want to become France or Germany, basically a social democratic welfare state, is that it does kill the spirit of enterprise. Did France develop a vaccine to fight COVID-19? No one would even think of looking to France to create something like that. The French, the Germans, Europeans come to the United States to work in companies that are innovative, have new ideas, and allow people to develop those ideas. That just doesn't happen in Europe anymore, that spirit of initiative, enterprise, entrepreneurship, and innovation. The second big reason, again, another subject for another time, Michael, is what about defense spending? I mean, France and Germany are the way they are because they spend all of their money on domestic welfare programs, spend very, very little on their own defense, relying instead on the United States to be able to stand up to Russia and China. If we go down that road, our defense spending is going to erode and our national security is going to erode. And that's why I say this is a once-in-a-lifetime decision for the American people about what kind of country they want to have over the next generation.
And when the Great Society was put into place, we were spending like crazy. It was it wasn't quite comparable to this. This is even more expensive than the Great Society. Even adjusting for inflation and for the size of the country and the size of the economy. But how did that work out for the people that the government spending was supposed to help? Because that's again, history that's very important for Americans to know.
Yeah, I think, quite honestly, it eroded the idea of incentivized upward mobility for black Americans. I mean, there were income ceilings and limits put on some of those welfare programs, so it was an incentive not to earn money lest you start to be taxed. And so it was a disincentive to work. And finally, I mean, a leading example is the fact that hundreds of thousands of inner city residents still live in the public housing projects that were built for them in the mid-1960s. They are stuck inside those projects. Their children are stuck going to inner city public schools that never get better. All this despite trillions upon trillions of dollars spent since the creation of the Great Society. There's a big disconnection there between the original theory and the ultimate effects. And I don't think we want to now adopt a similar system for the rest of the country.
Yeah, I thought your point that you made about public housing, which is in your column, Killing the American Dream, was extremely astute and right on target, because if you look at intergenerational poverty, it's not any less for the people who actually receive all these public benefits. It's actually more. And even programs like Head Start that they always point to as though this was a great success. I know that the government's own analysis of the impact of those programs has shown that the success is very dubious in terms of giving people a path forward. Do you believe, and we only have a few moments left, but do you believe that Congress will be able to succeed in paring back some of this grandiose overspending that's in the American Families Act?
Only if, you know, some of the moderate Democrats recognize what's going on and decide to push back, because otherwise I think the Democrats will continue to use that slim majority they have with Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaking vote to push these ideas through under budget reconciliation, effectively killing the filibuster. So it's really a clear and present danger, Michael. It has to be elevated if we're going to stop it.
The column is called Killing the American Dream. Do you think that's the next title for Bill O'Reilly?
Why not? So I'd like to have some of the royalties from that book.
Amen. I mean, I just saw Killing the American Dream. I thought, oh, that new O'Reilly book. No, it's a great column by the one and only Daniel Henninger, who always enlightens and inspires. A pleasure to have you on. When we come back, a former SNL cast member and U.S. Senator condemns woke-era cancel culture. Coming up.
Your outlet for outrage.
I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Michael Medved Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free, with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com at 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, the determination to move forward with the woke era and its cancel culture, we had James Carville, who is one of the most respected and certainly one of the most partisan, committed Democratic advisors and analysts out there, who has been saying that this is going to undermine the Biden coalition. It's going to break the Democratic Party if the emphasis continues. And there was actually an interview with Howard Fineman, distinguished journalist, longtime journalist, of former U.S. Senator Al Franken, who's also a former member of the cast of SNL, Saturday Night Live, of course, former comedian. But he's not joking when he warns about the danger to Democrats of embracing some of the crazed political correctness that has become a priority for the Democratic Party. Here is former Senator Franken. Listen.
The wokeness part is a problem. And we've, you know, I was talking to somebody today just about comedy and about there's so many of my comedian friends who won't do colleges now. And that, you know, used to do pretty sophisticated, edgy stuff that you had to think about. And now anybody who can possibly take offense can find a way to take offense. This is like, we're returning to a different kind of, you know, Lenny Bruce got thrown in prison for saying stuff that needed to be said. But I have so many friends that won't do a college. And it really is too bad and it's stultifying for our debate. And
Is it dangerous for the Democrats' prospects if they get painted into a corner like that?
Yeah, and there is a part of our party that are those people.
Okay, and those people speaking up again from another college, this just developing today. I mentioned yesterday we've been following up on the example in Cypress College in Orange County, California, where an unidentified adjunct professor teaching her first class got into trouble when she made ridiculous claims that police departments were all based upon slave catchers in the era of slavery. And she suggested that she would never call police even if she were in mortal danger because she'd be in more danger of being killed by the police. She was put on leave. And because she was arguing with a student who was arguing for respect for police departments. And in any event, now the faculty union at Cypress College has spoken out in her defense. And I don't know yet. I don't think that she herself has said anything in her own defense. But clearly, this entire matter still needs to be settled and discussed. And speaking of education again and the desire to use education as propaganda, Don Lemon on CNN, very passionate on this subject. Listen, this is clip 8.
Well, I think if we go back to the beginning, then that will set us on the right course. Because if we must look at history and the way history is taught in this country. History is taught in a way that is whitewashed here. Children don't learn about the contributions of especially people from Africa in their history books. And so in the book, I try to give some of that history because I think it's important for people to know. If you know the true history of this country, if you know that even before the Mayflower that there were people from the African continent on this country helping to build the country, then possibly you won't get people acting on a big lie and you won't get an insurrection on Capitol Hill because people will be operating from truth and fact. And they'll understand that this country was really built in the image of not just white people, but all people in this country, and that all people should be included in this country with every right and every privilege.
Okay, there's no doubt that all people should be included with every right and every privilege. And there's no doubt also that people of color and various people of color, including Latino people and Asian people and Native people and, yes, certainly black people, made real contributions to the country. But who has denied that? I mean, there are a lot of people I know who are listening right now, this moment, who have gone to school fairly recently, within the last, say, 20 years. You've been somewhere in a classroom. Did they whitewash your teaching? Did you learn anything about slavery? Did you learn anything about Frederick Douglass and the other leaders of the abolition movement, leaders of the women's rights movement, who were people of color? Did you learn anything about that? Of course you did. And was that true 100 years ago? No, it wasn't. 100 years ago, things were distorted in terms of the way that history was taught. And there were lots of people who went to school and learned falsely that what the Civil War was really about was all about states' rights. It wasn't about slavery. And when you look back and you look at the Articles of Secession in most of the 11 slave states that seceded from the Union, they mentioned the defense of slavery. They're specific about it. And yes, all of that is worth learning and understanding, but also worth learning and understanding is that in the United States of America, in colonial America, before the Constitution, there were already drives to eliminate slavery and recognition of the fact that it was a great moral stain and that it should not be supported. And again, this involves some of our most prominent founders. James Madison is called the father of the Constitution. And along with Alexander Hamilton, who was also very opposed to slavery, James Madison wrote Federalist Papers. And in Federalist Number 54, he was very specific that a slave must be regarded as a moral person, not as a mere article of property. And Matthew Spaulding writes, it was in this context of the slave trade debate at the Constitutional Convention that Madison argued on the floor of the Constitutional Convention that it was wrong to admit in the Constitution the idea that there could be property in men. And that actually became a slogan of the abolitionist movement, no property in men. It's also significant that the word slave or slavery never appear in the Constitution. The framers used the word person rather than property. And some of their circumlocutions, some of their efforts to go around and to use euphemisms, that's why in the slave trade clause, which we had been talking about, the founding fathers never used the term slave trade. What they said was the migration or importation of such persons as any of the states now existing shall think proper to admit shall not be prohibited by Congress prior to the year 1808. But it says, but a tax or duty may be imposed on such importation not exceeding $10 for each person. And again, the term person extraordinarily important here in that context. Speaking of extraordinarily important in the context, the pandemic has changed people's thinking about the role and potential role of government. Could government have done more, handled the pandemic better? And what about the history of responding to catastrophes of every kind? Because you go back in human history and there are all kinds of items of disaster that are scary and significant. Neil Ferguson, who is at the Hoover Institution at Stanford, prolific historian, prolific writer, former faculty member at Harvard, has a new book called Doom, which looks back on history's biggest disasters, from the geological to the geopolitical. We'll be speaking with Neil Ferguson about how best to protect this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.